Good evening, folks from the res and urban centers across Indian America. It is time for another thought-provoking radio show from Amerinda. Tonight's story is entitled Files from the Indian Police, with no commercial interruptions. Tonight's story begins in a sprawling urban area in a small, lonely apartment rented by a lonely, lonely woman, Rachel Many Fortune Rainbow Eagles. She is recording her wildly new age pod show for radio.
Hello, my YouTube tribe. This is Rachel Many Fortune Rainbow Eagles. Aho! Aho to all those of you out there on the internet. Welcome to my podcast, Keeping One's Body Sacred with Grains, Yoga, and Less Lard. Today we are going to continue our learning path of yoga with a new style of yoga I've created. Oh, and for those of you who haven't paid for the last gathering, please use the PayPal or credit card information given after today's session. This yoga method I'm offering you today was given to me by a sacred and respectable elder who I met at the local casino during a tribute concert to Kansas. This might cost a little more, but it will be worth it. Cleansing breath. And let's begin. Stretch that right leg as far as you can, as if you're a champion fancy dancer. Now the left leg. Stretch, and if that leg is tight, don't worry. This exercise will loosen the muscles. Again with the right. Stretch, good cleansing stretch. Every once in a while, Spirit gives you a blessing. Oh, have you heard my new CD? Music for Sacred Squirrels. If you get a blessing like I did, a little sage will take care of it. Wow. Good, strong. Sacred sage. Now, this yoga position is called Fry Bread Ball Roll. This method begins on the floor and rolling a few feet to the right. Be careful that you don't... That is sharp. This is why we keep a shop vac nearby. It is important not to take setbacks like this. Spirit is just testing your resolve. And this is a very important lesson we will center our sessions on. Now, back to our sacred balls. So, get on the floor and get ready to go to the left. And now we... whoever you are, there's a sign that says, please don't disturb. Who is it?
UPS.
Who?
Fry bread, Graham.
There's no such thing.
We have puppy. Hot puppy soup.
Who is this? I'll call the police.
Miss Rachel Many Fortune Rainbow Eagles?
Yes?
Miss Many Fortune Rainbow Eagles, we would like to talk to you if you have a moment.
I'm doing my podcast right now. Could you come back later?
This won't take long, ma'am.
All right. What's this about?
Please, ma'am. My friend wants to get a real Indian name certificate. She'll pay in cash.
Really? Great. But just for a few minutes.
Rachel, I'm Officer Rez, and this is Officer Road.
Hey, we don't want a name certificate. We're the Indian Police.
Indian Police.
Police? Is this over that late parking ticket?
No, ma'am. We're the Indian Police.
Tribal Police?
Officer Road. Hi. No, we're the Indian Police.
Oh, my God. You really do exist.
Ma'am, Indian people exist and are real. They don't have time to be chasing down or rounded up pretendings.
There are a lot of pretendings, wannabes, and descendings roaming. and your name came up in our files.
But I'm Indian. I swear, a real Indian. My grandmother was a friend to the handmaiden of the third cousin to a real Indian princess.
Rachel Many Fortune Rainbow Eagles, a.k.a. Rachel Sunset Child, a.k.a. Raindrop from a Sad Cloud, a.k.a. Cassandra Smudges a Lot, a.k.a. Woman of Many Tribes.
Hey, I went on several vision trips to get those names. Well, one was given to me by an old man at a Walmart parking lot. Besides, I was young and trying to find myself. All of us Indians have been on that type of journey in their lives.
Well, some Indians haven't. Some of us don't go to Walmart every day, and 23andMe isn't that accurate. You've claimed to be the great-granddaughter of Pocahontas, Sacagawea, and Cher.
That's the granddaughter of Cher. In fact, the song Half-Breed was about me.
Really? I like that song. Can you sing?
Not like Cher.
Half-breed, that's what they called me. Half-breed, how I learned to hate the word.
No. Do you know any powwow songs? 49s?
Well, I do know one. If I sing it, this will help my case, right?
Wouldn't hurt.
Promise me you won't laugh.
We're Indians. Switching to stoic phase in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, here I go. Hey, 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 wow, we're going to a powwow. I say, hey, did you hear what we said? We're going to a powwow, we're going to a powwow. Going to a powwow, you bet, wow. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Get your granny's chairs right now.
Okay, thank you. We got it.
Right, so that little ditty gives you the right to claim being of Native ancestry?
The DNA test states there is a strong possibility. I could be 0.325 Native American, and maybe some African American, but I don't think working for the NAACP would be an appropriate thing for me right now because of that other Rachel.
According to our files, in 2006, you claimed to be of Blackfoot ancestry, but changed it to Blackfeet. Then in 2009, you claimed to be of Cherokee ancestry. In 2010, you claimed to be of Blackfeet, Cherokee, and Aztec ancestry. Now, today, you claim to be of Blackfeet, Cherokee, Aztec, Mohawk, and Zima. Wait, that's Zuni.
No Oompity Loompa blood in there?
Hey, do you think you could do a couple of verses from Willy Wonka? Not the deaf one, but the wilder one?
What?
Sorry. We just got a little sidetracked is all. You have proof of all these tribal affiliations, Miss Many Fortunes Rainbow Pigeons?
Eagles.
Beagles, right. But do you have validation of belonging to all these tribes?
This is a fine example of colonialism. What kind of brothers are you? Resist!
We've resisted taking a stand against cultural appropriation for too long. We are here because of an ongoing investigation.
You people are only here because I'm a breed.
No, Miss Fortune Bagels. I'm part African American.
Then you must have been treated like this.
At first, ma'am, but I am recognized as one of the community.
Then why were you harassed like me?
Oh, please, we're not harassing you. You know, smallpox wasn't the only disease brought to this land. Diabetes, racism, religious intolerance, gender intolerance.
What are you talking about? This is racism. That's what this is. Reverse racism.
Reverse racism isn't real, Rachel.
You said real to her. From an Indian, that must be a first for her.
I don't think this is funny. You two are only here because I'm not a full Indian.
Full blood. The standard U.S. government definition is full blood.
Full blood, which you aren't, but more of a fool blood.
What? What did you say?
We're not here, Rachel, because you aren't a breed, nor that you aren't a full blood.
Identity theft, Rachel. You are being charged with identity theft.
What? Me? Identity theft? That's ridiculous.
It might not be a serious crime for the local white boy law dogs, but it is very serious to the men and women of the Indian police. We have records of you using fake native tribal cultural identities for several years, and the purchasing and mishandling of Native American sacred and religious items.
That's not true. It sounds so completely made up. What did I do?
At a major Native social gathering, you took the headdress of a man and proceeded to dance with it. Later, you copied the design and made several copies of it.
But I'm an artist. It was my interpretation and expression of the object in question.
As a student seeking enrollment, you found yourself at Brown University.
That wasn't my fault. They asked on the application if I was American Indian, so I checked the little box.
No one from the university forced you to claim the identity. And you received a full ride scholarship for an entire year until...
Oh, until Maggie West of the American Students Association contacted you several times via email and phone to meet with you, but you hid.
Then Maggie made a surprise visit to you and found you in a local Starbucks and questioned you, and you confessed to Maggie you are not Native.
After you told the barista Maggie was a drunk Indian woman harassing you, you had Maggie removed and arrested. Huh, that old chestnut.
Later, you would attend community events claiming to be a Native tribal woman of the universe who was suffering from the acts of colonialism. You requested benefits for you and your tribe and managed to raise over $100,000.
Which you used to travel to a beach resort in Mexico for a year.
That was research. I was connecting with my southern brothers and sisters.
Is that the time you started claiming to be part Aztec?
Is that all in your tablet?
Then you became involved in Native performing arts.
You became an actor, forcing white theater companies to hire you, since they weren't and hadn't employed any Native tribal people before.
And you also used your claim of being part Aztec to be cast in a Latino theater production of Zoot Suit.
You became a dancer and started conducting dance workshops in traditional tribal dances of the world.
You called it two-stepping on Mother Earth.
It was in 2015 you started to work as a consultant for academic programs, doing lectures in college settings across the country entitled Deconstructing Traditional and Sacred Paradigms of the American Indian.
You used your student enrollment at Brown University for your academic credit card, but you knew enough not to go near any tribal colleges.
Not on purpose. I mean, I went where they could afford my lecture fees.
That would be $3,000 a lecture, $5,000 for a workshop, and $10,000 for a blessing ceremony and wine bar reception.
But you quit the academic fry bread circuit. Why?
What? Now you're being rhetorical? You seem to know everything else.
Just for our own personal interest. We would like to know why you quit that big money circuit and wound up doing these dog and war pony podcasts.
In the words of the famous American playwright, Arthur Copit, Indians have attorneys now and have become more savvy.
Savagey, what?
Savvy.
So, are you going to arrest me? Take me back to the res for trial? What? What's so funny?
You've committed crimes of colonization by stealing Native tribal identities, some cultural appropriation, and some artifacts, which is a federal crime. But we aren't the feds, but with the other crimes, you are looking at a residence on an American Indian reservation with no housing, no water, no electricity, no employment, no healthcare, and maybe some assorted addictions and acts of violence.
Wouldn't want you to be left out of all the fun, would we? You'll be stripped of all cultural identity, given a new name, and people who don't know you will speak for you.
What? I can't live like that. No one should.
we do. Some of us have had that done to us all our lives.
We're here to remind you and others like yourself that Native tribal people, Indians, are watching and listening to you.
We really do listen.
Your actions embarrass us, sometimes humiliate us, but you and others like you are never punished. For years, we are the ones forced to carry your punishment, just like your hate and your fears. You act like no crime has been committed.
Listen to me, Rachel. There will be a day when you and others like you won't be able to steal from us anymore. If you do, it will be a crime. Not resolved in any court, but with just simple human respect. We won't force you to stop. There are no laws for this, or jails, no courts, but you have been committing crimes. There is no respect or honor in what you do. Respect and honor would mean allowing Indian people to be Indian people. We won't take you in today, but you'd better stop. Let's bounce.